Chapter 3. The next morning, Nori met Elliot so they could walk to school together. "Do you have your dreg?" she asked. "Duh," Elliot said with a grin. He patted his pocket. "I played with Groggy after my homework, and again after dinner, and first thing this morning."
"Does he have any new tricks?"
"Yup. Groggy can now wiggle his backside, thump his tail, and hop 3 hops, said Elliot.
"Sweet," said Nori. "Glowy's learning new things, too. She's a luminous dragonette, and as of this morning, she can turn green. But she doesn't furble yet."
"Have you hatched your 2 extra ones?
Nori shook her head. "Not yet. I'm saving them."
As they approached the red brick building, Nori's heart gave a happy skip. Standing in the cool November air were all her friends, except for Andres, of course. He was flying on his leash while his sister Carmen held the other end, chatting with her 8th grade friends. Everyone, even Andres, way up high, was playing with their dregs. Elliot squeezed his eggshell.
"Everyone, look,"
he said as his dreg wobbled and cracked, then made an especially hilarious farting noise as Groggy emerged. Groggy was a tiny brown grog dragon with eyes like firebolts. He thumped his tiny tail. He hopped back and forth on Elliot's palm and snapped his teeth.
"Zwingo," said Sebastian.
"You didn't tell me he bit," cried Nori.
"Cool, right?" said Elliot.
Sebastian's dreg hatched, and out popped a miniature blurper dragon.
"Nori, look," Sebastian exclaimed. "My blurper is saying hi to you."
"Hi, blurper," said Nori.
As Nori watched, Sebastian's blurper waved at her.
"Wow!"
Pepper's egg had hatched into a murky brown mud dragon.
"I'm calling her Mud Pie," she said. "I love her so, 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 so much!"
Since Pepper's magic terrified animals, she couldn't have real pets.
"Last night, I put her shell on my pillow so she could sleep next to me, and guess what? She snores! You can hear it even through her eggshell!"
"So funny," said Nori.
She was happy for her friend.
"Hey, Zinnia," called Pepper. "Come see the dregs. Nori got them for us."
Zinnia was a flare, who was a friend of Pepper's. Zinnia was okay, Nori thought, but she was also semi-friends with Lacey Clench, who was basically Nori's arch-enemy. Zinnia came over and admired Mud Pie.
"She is just the cutest. Can I hold her?"
"Sure," said Pepper. "You can even put her back in her egg and make her rehatch."
"You're the best, Mud Pie. Yes, you are."
Zinnia got to business, fitting Mud Pie back into the shell.
"Now what?"
"You squeeze it," Pepper said gleefully.
"But I just..."
"I know,"
Pepper caught Nori's eye and grinned.
"Squeeze it, Zinnia. Trust me."
"Okay," Zinnia said, squeezing the dreg tentatively.
"Hey, Nori, where do you buy dregs? Like, if I wanted to get one for myself." Nori hesitated. She did have 2 unhatched dregs left.
"Okay, fine."
She reached into her pocket and handed a yellow and green striped egg to Zinnia.
"For me?" Zinnia asked, eyes wide.
"Sure."
"Wow, thank you," Nori glowed.
She quite liked being the one and only Nori giver of dregs. She could spare one for Pepper's friend. All was well with the world.